On August 21, 1968, people in Czechoslovakia woke up to discover that the dream of freedom they were living in the late 1960s had turned into a nightmare. 39 years ago this day, the streets of Prague and other cities and towns in Czechoslovakia were full of tanks and soldiers of five armies led by the Soviet Union. Today, we look back at the anniversary of what, for Czechs and Slovaks, was one of the formative moments of the 20th century. Jan Richter has more.
Those with their radios turned on at 1:55 a.m. on Wednesday, the 21st of August, 1968, heard the following Czech radio broadcast.
Vážení posluchači, zůstaňte u svých přijímačů.
Dear listeners, please stay by your receivers. We will be broadcasting an extremely important announcement in a moment. What followed was a message by the Communist Party's Central Committee that was difficult to believe at first.
Vážení posluchači, vysíláme zvláštní provolání předsednictva ústředního výboru komunistické strany Československé.
To all the people of Czechoslovak Socialist Republic. Yesterday, on the 20th of August, 1968, around 2300 hours, the armies of the Soviet Union, the Polish People's Republic, the German Democratic Republic, the Hungarian People's Republic and the Bulgarian People's Republic crossed the borders of the Czechoslovak Socialist Republic. This announcement, along with appeals for orderly behavior and absolutely no resistance to the advancing troops, marked the end of an experiment known as the Prague Spring. An illusion that there could be a special Czechoslovak road to socialism was crushed by Soviet tanks. 23 years earlier, the Soviets had been welcomed as liberators of the country from Nazism. What followed was a mixture of shock, anger, fear and belief that someone had made a terrible mistake. In the morning of 21st of August, people in Prague and other cities and towns in Czechoslovakia gathered around the tanks with invasion stripes, trying to explain to puzzled soldiers that no counter-revolution was taking place in Czechoslovakia. They were trying to convince the troops to go back and leave their Czechoslovak friend alone. The young and bewildered Soviet soldiers did not and could not listen and often fired at the crowd. The following recording shows what the situation was like in front of the Czech radio building in Vinohradská street in central Prague.
Nepomůžeme ničemu v současné době, nemá žádný smysl, vedla by pouze k obětem.
We won't help anything in the current situation by building barricades or doing anything that would lead to clashes which make no sense at the moment. It would only cause bloodshed. I'm asking you again, keep calm, disband. It makes no sense right now in front of the radio building. Thank you. Looking back at the events of 1968 today, it is difficult to believe that no representatives of the state or the Communist Party ever realized the danger, that they thought they could play with fire and never get burned. In June, military maneuvers of Allied armies took place in Czechoslovakia. Later that month, a petition authored by the writer Ludwig Vaculík and entitled The 2,000 Words was published in some newspapers. The document, in effect, called for the establishment of a pluralistic democracy. After Czechoslovak communist leaders failed to attend a meeting of five communist parties in Warsaw in July, the situation was becoming critical. 40 years later, writer Arnošt Lustig recalls that the invasion did indeed come as a shock.
I didn't count on occupation, but my wife did. Whenever she heard a car from the window, she said, Russians are here, and they finally came. So still it was a shock for me. I thought it has nothing to do with socialism. I was in Italy, and they invited me to the Central Committee of the Italian Communist Party and asked me what I think, and I said that the Soviet socialism degraded into fascism, and that deeds are proving it. That they are occupying a Brazilian country which really liked them as Russians, as liberators. And they betrayed this trust terribly, and I considered them equal to fascists. From socialism, it went to fascism. From utopia, it went to murder.
Ať mír dál zůstává s touto krajinou.
immediately after the invasion, top Czechoslovak politicians, including the first secretary of the Czechoslovak Communist Party, Alexander Dubč, interned. 2 days later, they were shipped to Moscow, where all of them, with the exception of František Krígl, signed the Moscow Protocols confirming the occupation of Czechoslovakia and its limited sovereignty. In an emotional speech broadcast after the return from Moscow, Alexander Dubček first used the expression normalization, which later became the gloomy term for the political, cultural and economic Brezhnev-style regime of the 1970s.
Spoléháme, že tak, ako ste nás podporovali doposiaľ.
We believe that just as you have supported us so far, you will also help today, with your sound judgment of the situation and your active participation. Even if we have to take some extraordinary and temporary measures limiting the level of democracy and freedom of speech that we have reached, which under normal circumstances we could not do. But please realize to the full extent in what times we are living. The sooner we achieve the normalization of the situation in the country, and the more support you will give us, the sooner we will be able to make further steps on our post-January journey.
During the invasion, 72 Czech and Slovak citizens were killed and hundreds of them were wounded. It took another 20 years before, using Dubček terms, the extraordinary and temporary measures were done away with, and before Soviet troops left. Meanwhile, an estimated 300,000 people had left the country, thousands had lost their jobs and their lives were ruined. A bitter end to a dream of freedom.
Když je dnes člověku 20, chce se mu hnusem zvracet.